Welcome to the Big Dog Hour, home of the big dogs. And now, your hosts.
All right, this is Big Dog Hour. We have Hugh Thomas, Jack, and Alex.
This is our fourth time starting. Alex was eating on mic.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the record.
Alex decided to be rude and eat on the microphone.
What are we talking about?
Nom, 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 nom.
What have you brought to the
Num Num Cookie?
Aneurysm.
I'm gonna have a mental aneurysm.
Aneurysm.
Aneurysms are so scary. They can happen to anyone.
I'd low-key wanna have one.
At any time. Anywhere.
They sound fun.
No symptoms. Just death.
We're supposed to be... You get on me for being serious. Just because I have to use the bathroom. And then we're talking about aneurysms.
So, it's a serious topic.
It is a serious topic.
What does that have to do with conspiracies?
Booster.
Oh, yes. Let's actually talk. All right, so the COVID-19 booster. Do we think that it's going to be effective completely, like be 100% effective? Because the original two vaccines, the second was supposed to be the booster, and people are still getting the virus, granted not as bad, but there are people who have died from the vaccine, died from the virus after getting the vaccine. Is the third going to be the last one we have to take, or are we going to have to continuously take a vaccine for the pandemic every 6 months?
Yes.
And if you get into that, is that a way to, some may believe that it's a way to control us. Some believe that it may be a way to,
track us.
Possibly track us, keep us in certain areas because we'll be able to tell where we got our last vaccine.
Play music from our chips in our arms, Bluetooth.
Yes, there are some people that believe that there are chips inside of the vaccines. And at that point, if there are chips, are we somehow going to be able to use them to scan the chips to tell who is actually vaccinated? Because it's possible to buy fake vax cards. Someone else talk.
Y'all are like some children.
I'm Googling.
Thomas is Googling.
How about we go back to the four horsemen of the apocalypse and how it has to do with airports?
Okay. My conspiracy is that the Colorado airport is a straight gateway to hell.
Okay. Any evidence for this conspiracy?
There's a lot of murals around the airport, and there's also a secret bunker underneath. Kind of like a Disney World. That's another thing. Maybe Disney World is a secret portal to hell.
No.
Passageways. Yeah, there's a lot of underground passageways, and there's also that circulating door thing in the Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow that has like killed multiple people. Maybe that's how the devil gets souls, and he captures the souls in the Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow.
I mean, is it a gateway to hell, or is it just like an Epstein-type operation? Speaking of Epstein, Ghislaine, Miss Maxwell.
I think she's kind of hot.
That's not the thing to say, Jack. Dude, she... Right. She trafficked
kids. I redact my statement.
Ghislaine Maxwell trafficked
kids. Epstein did not hang himself.
I mean, guess the Clintons killed him.
No, he's alive. He had enough money that he paid somebody for a cadaver. Is that what it's called?
Cadaver.
Cadaver, whatever.
Cadaver?
Shut up.
Like Godiva chocolate. San Francisco.
No, listen. I just have this like gut feeling Epstein got out. But also something else is Trump and Epstein were close. So did Trump possibly help him get out? And then
Trump
is
actually Epstein in a fat suit. And then
with a really bad fake spray tan.
Yeah.
I will say this about Trump. When all like the Epstein info came out, like the Clintons were like, no comment. Like the Kushners or whoever were like, no comment. All the high level Washington people, they didn't want anyone to do with it. They wanted to distance themselves from it, from Epstein. But Trump, he came out and he was like, I'll give you whatever. You got to check out some of these murals.
Wow.
That's at the airport.
What is that?
Colorado.
Jeez.
These are some of the murals. I think they took down the good ones, but there's like one with a gas mask or something.
Yeah, it talks about They already had masks before.
I painted these.
Was that pre-COVID or post-COVID?
Probably.
1994. Before they had pictures of people wearing masks before from COVID each country even on happened. It. Yeah, from each country. Fake news. Captioned. Is that what? Fake news?
Yeah, I think it's fake news.
That sucks.
June 2024. This is great radio. Yeah, fake. Fake news. Never mind. But the
Denver but the weird horse. The weird horse.
The what horse? Did you hear about his creator?
No.
Dude, apparently, like, the guy who built this horse, this statue outside the Denver airport, it's huge. It has glowing red eyes. It's a pale horse. All right, we all know the four horsemen of the apocalypse, you know,
yep.
War, famine, blah, 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 death.
Yep.
Pale horse, death. Pale horse outside the Denver airport. Its creator was killed by the horse. In, like, the final days of construction, either he fell off it from a high place or the horse fell on him.
The but horse pushed
either way,
him.
The horse killed its creator. That's odd.
Horse is possessed.
Horse is possessed.
Let me see the horse. I didn't see the. I never saw it. I've never even heard of the horse.
Isn't there also like gargoyles and stuff?
I think so.
Do you guys believe maybe, in gargoyles?
Maybe the they used the Colorado airport to traffic children too.
I think it's got like a weird. I had that outside my house.
1,000.
Homie's bricked up.
Yeah, but if there's one horse, where are the other three horses? Think about it. You said there's four horses. There's one in Colorado. Where are the other three? Are they hidden around the world? Are they hidden around the states? Are they in the Colorado airport hidden? Where are they?
Many horses.
It's a biblical allegory.
Four horsemen of the apocalypse. Yeah.
Exactly, but maybe there's
three other horses to go with that one.
At three other airports.
Not necessarily through their airports. Maybe they're just around the entire world or around the entire country hidden somewhere.
Or just in that airport.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe they're buried.
Okay. Good talk. All right. I think.
Boys, we're just going to take it out on this one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I keep seeing this article that says Bill Gates made $200 billion off vaccines, but.
Why would Bill Gates make money off vaccines? Vaccines have nothing to do with technology that Bill Gates is related to. Is Bill Gates just investing in the vaccine?
I think I'm actually retarded.
In addition to the $4.5 billion that the Gates Foundation has already committed to vaccine research, so they've invested $4.5 billion.
Small numbers. Absolutely small.
Tiny. Minuscule.
Minuscule.
I was about to say that.
I'm sorry. $10 billion. That has grown to $17 billion.
Maybe I should have invested in the vaccine. Then I wouldn't be sitting here right now. I'd be in Aruba.
Aruba.
This Aruba. Is a CNBC article. It says that people investing in vaccines have created a 20-to-1 return in economic benefit.
All right, memes are taking over the world. Prove me wrong. Who invented the first meme?
Someone in the 70s.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hold on.
I didn't expect that. Yeah, I agree. Because they're getting more and more cursed.
Yeah, the term meme was coined in 1976.
Mimi.
It was introduced by Richard Dawkins.
Huh. Who's that?
He's a famous British author who I think just died.
Rip.
No, he's still alive.
How do we feel about Travis Scott in the Astroworld concert?
He wrote the God Delusion.
Yes. Travis Scott recently denied responsibility for the deaths, and he said that he doesn't like deserve to get, I don't know, slandered over it. But I completely
Alex brought up like how memes are gonna take over the world.
They already have taken over the world.
Alright, explain how.
Alright, pretty much can't go anywhere without memes. And there's so many pages that are dedicated to memes. Teachers use memes. Students use memes. They're kind of like an antidepressant.
Yeah, but like memes are just jokes.
I know, but
were jokes not everywhere before memes?
Until they're an antidepressant until you get depressed because of a meme someone makes about you.
Memes are just a more efficient way
of spreading to
deliver jokes.
Spreading happiness.
Mm. I don't know. Some of them can be pretty harsh. Some of them can be pretty bad. Pretty bad.
I mean, so can just jokes.
Well, yeah.
Or anything.
Exactly. But I mean, memes now have come, started, I feel like, to be like, I don't know, like you said, to make create happiness or like make jokes and stuff like that. But now they've come, like, turned into like a really harsh, like deep fried, terrible, like.
Deep fried.
Yeah.
Memes are like, they're for people that have a dark sense of humor, not for the lighthearted.
No.
I mean, memes are just a reflection of, you know, the culture at large. So wouldn't you say that, you know, just the culture has gotten more cynical?
Do other countries have memes?
Yeah, they've fucking got it.
We got a lot of hope.
They're just in different languages. It's fine. I'll go through it. I'll edit it all.
Arabic script.
Yeah, they got Arabic memes. They got French memes. Italian.
Are the
memes.
Chinese using TikTok to spy on us?
Oh yeah, almost certainly.
They had like a huge thing about that. I think that's why Trump was about to ban TikTok, actually.
Yeah, so I'm not really positive how TikTok works, but is it all based on algorithms?
Yeah.
Where you just click one thing.
Yeah, like
you. You click another thing.
Right.
And you click another thing. And it was developed by a Chinese company.
Mm.
Well,
it was Musical.ly.
Again, what they're doing is they're sending that data back to the CCP.
Right.
You know, to be analyzed as to what Americans are doing online.
Yeah, because they have, like, you know,
and
their whole thing surrounds, it's called the For You page, I'm sure you already know, but, like, you like a photo, and then, or like a comment, and then you get referred back to videos like that, and which is,
you know, it's crazy. I was looking up something on Safari, and then I started seeing ads for it
on TikTok,
Snapchat, and on Instagram. Mm,
that's yeah, cookies. That's cookies, yeah. If you, like, get the pop-up, like, accept all cookies, then you're open to that now. Because I get, like, clothing brands.
Jack, like I'm not on TikTok. Do you see, like, any Chinese people defending China or
No.
anything like that?
Like, if there's a trending page, which is, like a where the hashtags are.
There's probably Stop Asian Hate.
Yeah, there was that.
Sometimes it'll seem innocuous, but really it's the CCP being nefarious. There are people in China. It's called the Tencent Army. People called Wu Maos. And what they do is they spend all day online on a VPN in China just dogging on whoever...
Calling you about your car's limited warranty.
...criticizes China. If anyone makes any criticism of China online and they have any kind of popularity, there will probably be some comments in broken English that say, no, you're wrong. That's not how it happens.
Crack my back. Alex just got up to... what looked like shadow box for no reason, and then is now acting like a wind turbine.
All right, was COVID-19 formulated in a lab?
No.
Yeah.
All right, I think it was.
Why?
Because where was
all? It's, I thought it was just because all Ling Ling ate a bat.
Nah, one of the leading.
I thought that was the reason.
Research labs on infectious diseases is in Wuhan,
Batsu,
China, and apparently bats are tested on a lot because their DNA is somehow similar to our DNA. Am I saying that COVID is entirely fabricated by the Chinese government? No.
I can understand that.
But yeah, I think maybe they tested it on a bat and then the bat got out and then someone ate the bat and that's how it went. I don't think it had malicious intent.
I think that more than likely it was the subject of negligence, but the CCP doesn't want to be seen as negligent.
Have you guys ever seen the movie Oh no. It's like a pandemic movie. It's got Angelina Jolie, I think. Sorry. One second. There's
Is that the one with the chimp?
Which one?
Is there like a monkey in that?
Planet movie? Of the Apes?
No. It's Parasite?
I've heard of Parasite, but that's
like a Korean movie.
Pandemic movies.
It's like a plane, there's a chimp.
Contagion. It's got it's got Kate Winslet, Jude Law, Lawrence Fishburne. Who else? Matt Damon. But anyway, like it. Gwyneth Paltrow was the main character. That's when she dies because someone. It all stemmed from like a fruit bat, getting like, having like a bad disease, I guess, and then. So, a cook was eating it or getting it prepared to be and put into a soup or a broth or something like that.
You guys seen V for Vendetta?
I have not.
That's
seen
it. That's a good
movie. Yes.
I've never seen that.
I didn't.
Guy Fawkes.
I watched it before the pandemic, like a few years before, and I was just reading a summary the other day, and it's like, oh. Oh, yeah.
What was it about?
Right. So it's about like England in the near but not so distant future. And there's a chick and Natalie Portman, she's going on a date or something, she's late, she rushes out after curfew, and like these kind of rapey like policemen try to get a hold of her. But then V comes in and he's got all kinds of alliteration with the letter V.
He talks like that?
Yeah. He like
it's like the weird mask.
Yeah. Guy Fawkes. That's his name, I think.
Yeah, but he comes out with like a paragraph of all V words. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
And then they blow up Parliament and that, and it's a dystopia. It's a good movie. And the way that this shadow government in the movie was able to control the populace is by releasing a virus into a water supply that killed like 80,000 people, and they use this in the movie to justify all these new rules and surveillance measures to the public.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a cool movie. I think it started as like a comic book by someone famous. I don't know. What were we talking about? China?
China and social media.
Box. Mike Tyson. Did you know Mike Tyson? Convicted rapist.
What?
He's a convicted rapist?
Convicted rapist. Went to jail in the 90s for rape.
How? I've lost all respect for Mike Tyson.
Dude, his podcast is nuts.
He's a good boxer, but it's funny how most people who gain fame who are from the projects end up doing something bad.
Like, Mike Tyson cannot host a podcast. He's got to get, like, his producer. He has to have a co-host on his podcast because he cannot host his podcast. The last one I saw, he was, like, on mushrooms or something. And he was just hanging out looking scary. Mike Tyson rape. Yep. February 1992, following a two-week trial, Tyson was found guilty of rape. He was sentenced to 10 years in jail.
Did he serve the 10 years?
I believe he served 6. I personally would rather hang out with a murderer than a rapist.
Me too. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Jack?
Because not all murderers do it for a wrong reason, if you think about it. Because technically, murder is sometimes considered, in some ways, self-defense is considered murder.
Well, I would say that, like, murder is probably a less severe crime, I don't want to say, but, like, one that is more socially acceptable.
Yeah, because if you think about it, if you murder somebody, you're taking their life, but if you rape somebody, you scar their life for the rest of their life. They have to live with the fact that you did something to them, and they have those scars, and they could end up taking their life, so rape could turn into a death.
Yeah, man, like, murder is big right now. All those serial killer podcasts and everything. Yeah, people like murder.
Are there people serial killers?
Because it's interesting how people die, how people kill people, the methods of...
The best books, the best movies are about murder.
Yeah, like kind of like Knives Out. Have you seen that movie?
I have not. Right, how about The Shawshank Redemption?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's a classic.
It honestly makes me think, do people actually kill people that
Silent of the Lambs.
I think there's like... I've had a theory for a while. It's called my feral people theory. There's a ton of unsolved mysteries across the U.S., across the world. I think that some people are just like feral and live in the woods.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah. I think that...
He's the bear man.
There's a really famous, one of the more famous Maryland serial killers is a guy who was like literally just a homeless guy, lived in the woods, killed like 9 people, ate them.
Ate them?
Mm-hmm. I think that there's a lot more people like that that we just haven't found.
Like a whole nother like realm
What seasoning people. Did he use?
Mm-hmm. What seasoning?
Probably pine tree sap. I don't know, Jack.
Maybe like a salt, pepper, little rub, little... Bit
How does that help? He just uses what's in their pockets.
I don't know. Just apparently
spare change.
Easy to kill someone.
It honestly is scary how easy it is, and especially with today's technology, it's harder to get away with it. But also, if you use the technology in your favor, it's I guess easier to get away with it.
What technology would you use in your favor?
In your favor?
Yeah.
Ways to cover up your tracks. Scythe. Making up an alibi. Using technology, social media, you could post something to make it seem like you have an alibi. Being able to erase things off your phone, destroying phones.
Forge the identity of a twin that I don't even have.
I feel like all that would just be more difficult because...
Well, what do you advise they do?
I'm not advising anything, but I'm just saying, like, the highest amount of murders and unsolved murders weren't recently... They were in the 70s.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have all the technology. 70s, 80s.
Exactly. They didn't have DNA. They barely had fingerprints.
Yeah.
I think they were still using...
Forensics wasn't a big deal back then.
No. They were using like, oh, how long is his arm compared to his leg? You know?
And then
for a while, that was how they identified people. How did they
identify Bundy with the teeth?
Yeah, he bit a girl.
Bite marks.
Yeah, and he had like a missing tooth or something, and they matched up.
That's kind of more like just unreliable.
Right.
Evidence. So thinking about it, what if Bundy hadn't bit her? Do you think he would have got off?
No, I think there's just too much circumstantial evidence.
Yeah, he's too obviously a killer. I feel like.
Like he fled the police and was like picked
multiple
up
times.
Yeah, like he was on the run for a while. And I don't think that's something that an innocent person does.
No.
If I run for president in 20 years and I said something bad in this...
Dude, if you run for president in 20 years, this is going to be the least of your worries.
Definitely.
Definitely.
You're not running for president in 20 years. Come on, Alex.
I might run when I'm 40.
Maybe like a senator.
No, president. I'm going for president.
You're going for the big office. You're going for gold.
I'm going to be president for 20 days and then step down.
Yeah, like, didn't, like, I don't know. I feel like you'll be, like, one of the people who run but, like, don't make it and then, like, end up being like a senator. Or
if I make $500 million, I'll run for president.
I won't make $500 million, so therefore I will never run for president.
If I win the lottery... And I get a lot of money, I'll run for president in the book. I don't know
think we're all secretly controlled by the government, mind control.
I was watching like one of those Snapchat documentaries last night. Saw some guy making these like IR reflective glasses.
Oh.
That they look like normal eyeglasses, and you put them on your face, and apparently if there's like a security camera, it like sends IR signals back to the camera and totally like washes out your face, overexposed.
That's actually
so you
really
can't
cool.
like see your identity on camera. Obviously, like, it'll work with like an iPhone camera.
That's
I
sick.
Think, but like a crappy like CCTV camera, it'll blur out your face, like overexposed totally.
That's awesome.
I know.
I want that. Like
I do too.
Those seem like there'd be a like. Are they clunky? Like the Bose speaker headphones?
They look like glasses. I think the technology is all in the lenses.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see.
Do you remember when Google Glass came out?
Yeah.
That was terrible.
what would it be called? Like
IR glasses?
I don't think it uses
AR?
No.
That's augmented reality.
Hello.
Mommy, where's my super suit? Where is my super suit? I said, where is my super suit?
Anti-surveillance eyewear.
Okay.
How much does that run for?
These are $65.
Oh, really?
Here's a video of them working.
Dangers of facial mapping and recognition with the TrendHack anti-facial recognition sunglasses. These can be worn as normal polarized sunglasses during the day, but they do so much more. TrendHack's reflective sunglasses come in a variety of styles for both men and women, and are a stylish way to protect yourself from social media facial recognition, illegal surveillance threats, and any other infrared technology and night vision surveillance cameras. Our faces are being scanned daily and saved on most databases without us even knowing. Created with reflective effect acetate, these sunglasses will also help you be seen better at night by car lights or when doing nocturnal activities without being easily identified, both
nocturnal
due to their reflective
activities.
Properties.
Do you realize how much copyright?
Feel at ease with the anti-facial recognition sunglasses.
It's not like we're going to get copyrighted, Alex.
What do you mean copyright? What do you mean?
We're
copyright?
Just playing a video.
Yeah, you don't. What are you doing? What are you looking at knives on Amazon for? There's a podcast.
I'm trying to get my dad something nice for his birthday. Christmas.
Get him a Benchmade.
He doesn't like those. He's seen mine. He doesn't like it.
Get him a hatchet.
No, he likes the out the front ones. You know, they have like the cool buttons.
I
that
do.
You press.
Get him a giant meat cleaver.
Get him a Microtech.
That's actually what that one looks like. I'm not gonna get him a Microtech. That's like $300, and he'd break it. There's one on Amazon that's like $20. I don't want to get him that he really likes. He's new to Instagram. Yeah, that's another thing. Old people do not need Instagram.
No one needs Instagram. I'm off the gram.
Old people should just not
have
it.
I use Instagram to just talk to people. I don't even like...
I try to be off the grid. I'm trying to get off the grid.
Are you actually?
A little bit.
I do want to be one of those people who can like cut off social media eventually.
When I graduate,
it's
I'm
so it's poisoning.
Literally everyone off Snapchat.
Well, that's not. I mean, like deleting it completely.
Like I've got Snapchat, but I really just use it for texting. Yeah. Like my Snap score is 5,776. You know.
Leave everyone open like that, dude.
What's that?
So do you leave everybody on open like I do? How the heck do you have Taylor Rye on Snapchat?
Hey, don't worry about it. What do you mean? What is leave on open?
Another random conspiracy.
Ooh, LSD.
So if y'all ever heard of the rapper Eazy-E, who was one of the guys who rapped
NWA.
Straight out of Compton and Gangsta Gangsta, he died of AIDS from possibly a dirty needle.
He was 5'3".
Yes. So the thing is, a lot of people believed that Suge, the guy that
killed Tupac.
Yeah, got Tupac killed, also killed Eazy-E, and that he injected him with a dirty syringe, injected him with the virus that ended up taking his life. Another thing, Tupac was in prison for domestic abuse and Suge posted his bail, but he had to sign with his record for him to post his bail. So after he did that, it's almost like Suge felt like he owned Tupac. And eventually Tupac was shot. He was shot before. He was shot 5 times before that. And then he wrote the diss to Biggie called Hit 'Em Up. And then he ended up dying. So I feel like Suge's plan to get Tupac killed off was making him sign with him and getting him out of prison.
You're talking about Suge Knight.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he in prison?
Yes, he killed Tupac. That's why he's in prison.
I thought that was like unsolved.
It kind of is. But
it kind of is. A lot of
all things point to
him.
A
lot of people still think Tupac is still alive.
Mm-hmm. Living in Cuba.
Yeah, but there was also people that were there to witness his death, and some people were there that held him when he took his last breath. So I feel like he is dead. Also, I'm not sure. Is there an autopsy on Biggie and Tupac?
I have no idea about that.
It's also really odd that they had a lot of public beef and then they both died.
Did Biggie get a drive-by shooting too? Or?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. World. Also, Snoop killed somebody.
Snoop Dogg might be bigger than Jesus Christ. Continue.
All right, so Snoop Dogg and his bodyguard gunned down somebody. They were getting too close to him,
uh-huh.
And they felt threatened, so they gunned him down. But he has killed somebody, and he's been on trial for his life.
You can turn it off now. We can...